You're tuned in to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant, one of the most listened to podcasts in the Christian community. You can visit our website, toddcoconato.com. And now broadcasting live around the world from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, here's the host of the show, Pastor Todd Coconato.
What is the plan of the elites? What is the plan of the elites? We hear bits and pieces of it, but what are they actually trying to achieve in UN Agenda 2030 with the World Economic Forum, with some of the weird things that are happening around our country? Well, you're probably not going to hear many pastors talking about this, but today we're going to delve into this important subject matter, and this will not be played on my social media. I wonder why. Because they'll take this type of content down. They'll flag us. They'll say it's misinformation. But I've done a lot of research on this for a long time, and I am going to add some of my opinion into today's broadcast, but I'm going to put it together with what the Bible says about what's going to happen and how a lot of these things are eerily similar, if not exact, to what the Bible said would happen. And we're watching them happen in our lifetime. We're watching them happen in real time. And what gets me even more surprised is the lack of response from the Christian community. In fact, the fact that so many folks don't even mention any of this at all. None of it. Zero. From the pulpit. And why only a small group of pastors are even talking about this? Well, I wrote this, and if you haven't got my book, I would suggest you get it. You can go to PastorToddBook.com. PastorToddBook.com. The book is called Come Out From Among Them. And one of the chapters in the book was the plan of the elites. And so I actually don't even need to do a lot of research today because I've already wrote about this, and we're going to discuss it in detail because there's just been this massive fire in Texas. And I have to tell you, it's suspicious to me. It's suspicious, and it reminds me of what happened in Hawaii, in Maui. It's very, very similar to me. And I lived in California for a long time, and we saw similar type of fires that occurred there. And for a long time, I didn't question them until I started doing a little bit more research and found that there were some nefarious things going on. At the very least, arson. At the very least. And who would benefit from some of these fires? Who would benefit from... That's where you have to really start looking. You know, you look at a motive. And you say, who benefits, what agenda comes out of, you know, these things on top? Is it smart cities, for instance, in Hawaii? Why is there a push for smart cities in some of the globalist plans? Why do they say we'll own nothing and we'll love it? I won't love it. I want to own things. I own a home. I own property. I own, you know, my car. I don't want to give that up. Why would I want to give that up? That's part of being an American, that we are allowed to own property, own land, own possessions. Why would we want to rent everything and never own anything? Then we're just like a bunch of slaves that never can get ahead of anything because we constantly owe somebody that we're in debt to. That seems to be what they want. And it's, wow, at the same time that they're talking about rolling out digital currencies, where we saw a very egregious thing happened in Canada not long ago when the truckers were protesting all of the ridiculous things that were happening in Canada during C-19. What happened? They cut off a lot of their bank accounts. Well, we found that Americans now are being debanked from some of the big four for some of their social stances, their political stances, or even their stance for religious liberty and freedom. Yet so many people ignore these things and just go about their daily lives and really just think that none of this is ever going to come to them. It's never going to affect them. Well, this is actually what happened in Nazi Germany. And by the way, in Maoist China. So it's kind of a combination. But what we're seeing is our rights being taken away. And I think Christians should have an urgency. I think pastors should understand that if we don't start talking about these things, pushing back, getting involved at the local level, and the national level politically, then these matters are going to metastasize, if they haven't already, to the point that we will not see a turning back. We won't be able to turn back. And this is, to me, alarming, because I've been in this fight, and I don't expect a pat on the back for it. I don't expect you to say, oh, thank you, Pastor Todd. It's just something God's called me to do. But as I've been involved in it, the warfare has increased, spiritual warfare. It's come from all angles. I've realized that when you speak on these matters, there are going to be people and groups and all different types of things come against you, probably more than you ever realized would. And so look at guys like Rush Limbaugh over the years that he took stands, and some of these guys that took amazing stands and paid a very high price in their time. They were ahead of their time. Preachers like David Wilkerson. And we're going to play a little bit about what David Wilkerson's vision for America was in the later part of the segment, because I think you need to hear it if you never have. But I want to go through this elite's plan. What is their actual plan? And so I wrote a lot of this in the book, Come Out From Among Them. So it makes it easy for me because I can just read from the book today. But then we'll talk about a few of the, some of these other things, like the fires that just happened. So what is the globalist agenda? It's chapter 3 in my book, Come Out From Among Them. And why should we care? Well, one reason Christians are called to come out of this Babylonian system is because we are the ones who have authority to stop it. Do you understand that? We have authority in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit to pull down strongholds. And our prayers are a powerful weapon. And the Bible clearly tells us we have authority to pull down the strongholds in the name of Jesus, as I just said. We can also use the other tools God has given us, such as fasting, declaring and decreeing, that's speaking words of life, because life and death are in the power of the tongue, and speaking the truth of God's word, which is the sword of the Spirit. What are the plans of the elites and those who wish to silence voices of truth? Well, here's some of them, okay? Number one, encourage population control. Fund and push abortions worldwide. Fund and push euthanasia worldwide. Push LGBTQ lifestyle through media, Hollywood, government, schools, textbooks, porn, and in all marketing channels. Saturate the system with images and mainstream this lifestyle. So let's talk about this. Why? Why is that important? Well, they want to, it's already happening. Birth rates are decreasing. Testosterone levels are decreasing, and that's by design in the foods, the GMOs, and all different additives in our food supply. And you can look at these statistics, and it's not a conspiracy. I believe they're also spraying, by the way. And people say, what do you mean spraying? Well, look into geoengineering. It's actually now openly admitted. What is the end game goal? They say what they're trying to do is cool the planet. But many folks are saying that a lot of metals that are harmful are now in our system as a result of this spraying. Now, of course, some people say, well, it's just contrails. Okay, if you're still on that train, I really can't help you much, because they're openly saying it now, even in studies and research, but you got to do some research. Somebody said, well, send me the link. I can't even post the links a lot of time because they'll fact check me, but these are credible reports. And if you do your due diligence and you go and you actually start researching geoengineering, you look in the World Economic Forum and you look at some of these globalist organizations, you'll see they're openly admitting it now. It's not, they'll say it's conspiracy to try to make you feel stupid, but they are openly admitting these programs. And by the way, I've spoke to high-level folks in government who also have validated this and said it is absolutely happening, and they've tried to stop it, and they found that there's a lot of bureaucracy and red tape and that they can't seem to get to stop it because they can't even find who's funding it and who's doing it in a lot of cases. And these are folks in the government, in our Senate and in our Congress. So, we need to wake up. We need to stop thinking, that the things that the Spirit of God is putting in our heart are conspiracy, because a lot of folks want to question yourself. You want to question your own discernment. No, this is happening. Population control is something that they had on their little Georgia Guidestones, which, by the way, are no longer, thank God. But they wanted to keep the world's population, I think it was at like 500 million, very low number, and a lot less people than what we have now. Look into the Great Culling, something that elites have talked about for quite some time, about a time period where a lot of folks are going to die. And then think about what's happened the last couple of years and what they're trying to do, where Bill Gates himself says we're going to do a good job in population control, somewhere along those lines, by using the right vaccines. Well, wait a minute, how does that connect? Why would aren't vaccines supposed to help? In the original state, they were, but now they have morphed into a tool to help push this population control. And it is not conspiracy, my friends. The next thing, number two, we're going to get into is create a borderless society. Are we seeing this? Are we seeing this at our southern border right now? And it's not going to be all doom and gloom today. I'm going to give you a firepower perspective on today's broadcast, even though this isn't firepower, how we can push back and how we can be effective so that we don't have to be depressed about this, but we should be informed. So lots to talk about. When we come back, I'll talk about the borderless society, and we'll get into some of these other things that the globalists and the elites are doing. And it's not conspiracy. This is actually happening. PastorTodd.org is the website. PastorTodd.org is the website. We will be back with the Todd Coconato Show. Download our new app in the App Store while you can. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show, the most banned podcast in the world. No, not the most banned podcast in the world. You got guys like Alex Jones and others out there who are also on the forefront. Thank God. Some of my friends that are out there speaking truth. But we are probably the most banned pastor podcast in the world. That I can say. The most banned pastor podcast in the world. I think that's true. And that's because we're on their radar. And that's why we're not streaming this on Facebook today. We usually stream it on Facebook and YouTube, but they will not allow a conversation like this. So you got to go to Rumble. You got to go to our app. Thank you to Real Talk Radio. Big shout out to Real Talk Radio. If you're listening on Real Talk Radio, thank you. Thank you to this amazing broadcast that allows censorship-free discussions like this, which we need to have about the plan of the elites. Who are the elites? They're these people behind the scenes that are running our world. We found during the Trump era that we thought that the president had more power, and he was effective in many ways, but we found that he had a lot of bureaucracy and he had a lot of red tape and a lot of the deep state that was stopping him from doing his America First agenda. And it was very, very frustrating. Now, some people say, well, he put bad people around him and there was bad counsel. And I will agree, there was bad counsel, and he did appoint some folks that were probably deep state folks. And he received bad counsel or whatnot. But I think President Trump did his best, and he's by far been the most effective in my lifetime. I mean, Reagan did a great job. But, you know, President Trump really exposed a lot of this evil, this cabal or whatever you want to call them, the puppet masters, the deep state. And when you go against them, you realize, wow, this is a huge battle. They'll come after you in every different way. So President Trump is still dealing with that. He's now having his real estate empire targeted, his family targeted, his very freedom targeted, going through criminal court cases around the country. Have you ever seen anything like this before? No. I mean, not other than JFK, who was killed. And so here we are. Here we are in this very important election year, and many have prophesied it's going to get bumpy. And look, I'm just doing my little part here in sharing some of these things, because this week I witnessed, as you did, and many, you know, all around the world, a large portion of Texas on fire. And hey, listen, could it possibly just be coincidental? Could it possibly just be the fact that there was a fire that just started and, you know, it just spread? And yeah, of course. I mean, there's always that possibility. But do your spider senses tingle? Are you feeling that there probably was more to the story? I would say, as a pastor and somebody who operates in the Holy Spirit, yes. I do feel like there's something more going on. And I don't exactly know 100% if it's, you know, what a lot of people online are saying, but it's just, to me, when I look at the greater picture of everything that's going on in our world, think about the European farmers, how they've been targeted by the EU and all this stuff. They're going against meat. They're wanting us to eat bugs. You know, and then you look at the World Economic Forum and what they're saying. And when you put all these things together from a high level, it kind of looks like they all go hand in hand, doesn't it? It kind of looks like something's going on bigger than what most people, and actually what shocks me is the lack of really anybody caring. At least, I mean, I know there's a remnant that cares. You care if you're listening to this broadcast. Maybe you're being awakened today. Praise God. And that's what my prayer is that the remnant, the rising remnant, thank God for the rising remnant. I pray that the rising remnant, all we need is the rising remnant. I'm not saying to go out there and get violent, do anything like that. I'm just saying we need to start taking authority speaking truth from the pulpit. And the only thing that's really going to save this country is a great move of God. But can it save this country? Yes. A great move of God. If my people who are called by my name, that's us, believers in Jesus, humble themselves and pray, stop making it about followers and likes and whose ministry is bigger and all these things that people have made it about, you know, and start focusing on the real issue. How can I be about your business today, Lord? What can I do to be effective in my sphere of influence? What can I do to make a difference? What do you say that I do, Lord? You know, and then we look at his word. All right, we're going to get back to more of that in the last segment. But let me just say, create a borderless society, erase national cultures, borders, and sovereignty. We see that happening right now at our southern border. Push migration into Western countries and mix everything and everyone to eliminate any type of national identity or culture. That's happening. Just one big melting pot needed for the next stage, which, what is the next stage? A one world global government, a one world religion. So they need to erase sovereignty and borders and anything that is really sacred to us that's been passed down by past generations, change history. You got guys like Howard Zinn literally rewriting the history books. And now the rewritten history books are being taught in our schools to our kids who are being not educated, but indoctrinated. And you're seeing this in the kids. And as a pastor, I mean, I'm really, again, shocked that more pastors aren't sounding alarm, because I deal with a lot of kids and youth. And I've seen in the time that I've been a pastor, a huge change with the kids and their indoctrination and their gender confusion and the statistics involved in that area. So they need a big melting pot. The devil has always wanted a one world global government system. And so the beast system can be implemented. We think of what happened at the Tower of Babel in Nimrod and how they're undoing that. They're undoing what happened, the scattering that the Lord allowed to happen during that time. They're undoing it. Then number three, build a world system. Build a world system. Use a world court, which they have in The Hague. A World Bank. We know that they have the World Bank. The UN, of course, a world governing system. The World Economic Forum, which has become increasingly more relevant on the world stage, even though they're just a think tank in a high level. But really, are they? Because you have all the most influential people and powerful people of the world getting together, and it just so happens that what they talk about ends up happening. So is it really just a think tank, or is it actually being used? Well, I think it's being used to implement a new system. I mean, we remember before the pandemic, they had that drill, and the drill was like exactly what was going to happen in the pandemic only a few months later, which actually happened. To me, that's not coincidental. You got the guy we talked to recently. We did a show, and it got a lot of views on a Black Swan event. And this is what Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum have been saying, that there's going to be this cyber Pearl Harbor. And if there, and by the way, Hillary Clinton talked about this in her campaign in 2016. If there's a cyber Pearl Harbor, what would happen? Well, guess what? We'd go to war with whatever country's being blamed. Well, what if they blame Russia? We know they've been itching to go to war with Russia. Why? And will they try to implement a war with Russia before the next election cycle? Certainly is possible, especially if you read the headlines. So you connect all these things, right? So push to go cashless in the near future to control buying and selling by means of the central bank digital currencies, which are already being rolled out in many countries so they can track it all. Put into place a monitoring system via technology. Put into place a monitoring system via technology. Use Facebook. Look at LifeLog. You'll be shocked. Look at LifeLog. All right, I got to go to another break. After this, we have a 14-minute segment. We're going to get in a lot of this. Stay tuned. This is the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as Remnant News. And you can go to my website, pastortodd.org, and please download the new app. You go to the Apple iTunes Store, Apple, or Google Play, or Roku, or Amazon, and it's under Todd Coconato Ministries, and you'll see a red R. Download that. By the way, we're coming to Austin, Texas in April. Big event there. If you're anywhere in Texas, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show. You know, they've done everything they can to try to take me down. I got to tell you, everything. People try to smear me. I am a human being. Do I make mistakes? Yes. If you're looking to find something that I've done in my life that they could get me for, there's something, because there's always something on every person. But they are relentless. They want to silence voices of truth. They hate that I'm a pastor who speaks about these things. They want conformity. So I need you to pray for me. Please, please pray for me. Pray for my family. Please. Please. Thank you. All right, we're talking about this world system here. World Court, World Bank, UN, World Economic Forum, Interpol, World Government, World Currency Infrastructure, push to go cashless in the near future to control buying and selling by the CDBCs. Put place a monitoring system via technology. Use Facebook, social media. I talked about before the break, LifeLog. Look into that. DARPA and all the different things that they want to do. If they ever wanted to know everything about a person, hey, make a site where you could literally find out who all the person's friends are, what they believe, what they post on, what they're thinking, and then profile them, and then sell their data. Make it everything free, and then use the data to sell and to track and a monitor. Social media, online tracking, smartphones, to make a file on every person on the planet using supercomputers and quantum computers. Track purchases, friends, patterns. Think about this. Utilize facial recognition software. Track travel. Establish a social credit score system that push certain behaviors and punish others. It's already happening in China. And you think that they're not doing it here? Oh, they're doing it here too, just in a different way, through the corporations. Push science. Number five, push science and minimize Christian beliefs. Mainstream evolution. Even though they haven't really proved evolution, they're just going to act like they have. They're going to get rid of intelligent design, because then they don't have any conviction. There's no moral compass. The Bible is misproven, disproven according to them. It's not, but they act like it is, so they can get away with all their sin. Mainstream science over intelligent design. Teach evolution as though it were a matter of fact, even though it's not. Use TV shows, movies, and documentaries to push this agenda. It's a social conditioning, predictive programming, propaganda. Operation Mockingbird, the Church Commission, look into these things. It's a conspiracy. Use weaponized words that describe truth tellers and free thinkers. We're Christian nationalists. We're this, we're that. Whatever weaponized word to try to silence folks. You don't think they've done this before? Of course they have. Silence dissidents. Number six, censor social media. I can't even play this broadcast on some of the biggest social media platforms, because they would ding me and maybe even take down my whole channel. That right there should tell you there's a problem. You can talk about all these other things and they don't care. But if you talk about this stuff, they'll take it down. Why? Why do you got guys like the Ayatollah Khomeini on there? Why do you got people that are literally wanting to wipe out the Jews? They're okay for some reason, but a Christian pastor talking about these things, which are biblical and also factual, you can't talk about them. Why? Censor social media, media, ministries, conservatives, delist, deplatform, ostracize. Use the media to attack these people. Right Wing Watch and all these other NGOs and Soros-backed organizations. They try to surround you and stifle you and censor you and mess you up financially. It's unbelievable. It's all warfare. It's evil versus good, light versus darkness. Number seven, create corporate governance structures that operate outside sovereign countries and constitutions. Push a new world order that usurps the authority of the Constitution and our freedoms and our rights. Number eight, send manufacturing and deep earth mineral resources to China. Why? Why? Establish China's military as the new global superpower and set the stage for China to have the power, the One Belt, One Road initiative. Destabilize the U.S. dollar. You seeing this happening? Weaken the United States by outsourcing jobs, manufacturing, and the ability to produce military hardware in-house. Send classified military technology to China. Remember that? Remember the private servers? Prepare the world for a new currency system when the dollar is unseated as the global reserve. This is underway, folks. Not to scare you, not to alarm you, but to arm you. We want to arm you in this show. We're not here to alarm you. We're not here to tell you to get into a bunker. We're here to tell you we got to stand as Christians. Push back. And we'll get to that. Number nine, classify biblical morality as hate speech and silence and censor those who teach it. Biblical remnant pastors are now the target. Limit their ability to share by making key elements of core Christian doctrine and beliefs illegal under federal, state, and local laws. Use leftist organizations to label biblical preachers as hate mongers and extremists. Number 10, give the ports, Hollywood studios, and Panama Canal over to China in preparation for the next steps. Number 11, control the money supply and the ability to work so that anyone who opposes the new system can and will be cut off financially, sanctioned, and isolated. Make Christianity itself, its key foundations and principles, illegal, and label those who follow it enemies of the state, extremists, far right, conspiracy theorists. Remember the parents that were going to the school board meetings and all of a sudden the FBI was like issuing a bulletin about parents because they care about their kids? Yeah, here we go. Number 13, target the young people at an early age and have the schools teach them an alternative view of America as racist, imperialist country that has harmed the world, a false narrative, by the way. Change history. Teach them to want socialism and hate capitalism. Foster an environment that pushes rebellion and anarchy. Lawlessness. Teach them that the law enforcement is bad and organizations like Antifa are good. Mostly peaceful protests. Remember that as the fire is burning in the background? Disarm the population. Of course, they'd love to do this. Take away citizens' guns so that they cannot defend themselves against tyranny. Think Venezuela or the rise of the Nazi regime in Germany. They will have to first take away guns in order to have full control, which is why this is a major part of their agenda. Oh, yeah. Number 15, usurp and nullify the Constitution. The globalists want to take down the U.S. Constitution and put us under a completely new system that would take away rights and freedoms in our current, everything that we live, our religious liberties, our ability to buy and sell, all of it. You may think some of this is far off, but it's already underway. That's why the warfare is so intense. This is why we as Christians should be fervently fighting and pushing back against this plan right now. We also have to address it from the pulpit. We need to care about this as it would greatly affect and change our lives. Many people dismissed the same things during the 1930s before Hitler rose to power. History tends to repeat itself. We cannot simply operate in the normalcy bias, thinking that these things can't happen, as they most certainly can. And the plan is well underway. Look into these writings. The writings of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, whom I will discuss later in the book. And you may be startled to see the similarities between much of what's happening in America right now and the issues he sounded the alarm on about Nazi Germany during those days. The rise of Hitler. My prayer is that we respond differently now than many people who chose to ignore his warnings at that time. Let's talk about the trans movement. I'm hitting all the areas today. This whole transgender movement has been pushed by the leftists and socialists because it serves a purpose. It is important that we realize why this is happening and what their greater objective is. It usurps, stands against, and distorts the biblical family unit. That's what it does. The enemy is known for perverting the truth and the original pure intention and order of things established by God. The Bible tells us to be fruitful and multiply in Genesis 1:28. This concept is robbed from humanity when it is allowed to be distorted in the false teachings of acceptance and gender reassignment. Gender cannot be changed. That's right. A person is born either a man or a woman, and this is a proven fact. Trust the science, right? Well, there's two chromosomes, X and Y. That's it. It serves as a catalyst to implement the constructs of Agenda 2030 and global depopulation. If fewer people procreate, the population will begin to plummet, which is a goal of the global elite. We are already seeing this happen in several countries, in tandem with the massive push for alternate lifestyles that do not allow for human reproduction, a massive amount of estrogen mimickers that chemically alter our natural hormonal balance has been introduced into our food supply. This is one of the reasons men's sperm counts continue to fall in this generation of men has the lowest in history since records have been taken. This adds to goals of more feminized men and fewer offspring. This is not just an idea, but a real issue. issue that has been proven and is currently in motion. The global elites and leftist socialist communists are using the Muslim religion to help achieve their goals. Rich Higgins, director of the strategic planning for the U.S. National Security Advisor, was recently fired for a memo he wrote exposing this plan. Many Muslims have been strategically placed throughout the Western world thanks to initiatives designed to resettle refugees from war-torn nations such as Somalia. And these policies were backed by the Obama administration and global elites who use non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to implement them. Using Saul Alinsky's methods in unison with the deep state, the globalists destabilized Muslim countries in the Middle East during the Arab Spring in an effort to cause a mass migration into the Western societies. This is what's happening right now in Europe. And if you haven't seen, they have Muslim no-go zones in European Western countries. And this is why we have seen a major influx of migrants in Europe and even parts of the U.S. The blending of Western culture is well underway and is a part of a much greater agenda of globalization. Muslims have one of the highest birth rates of any religious group, and researchers believe there will be more babies born to Muslim mothers than to Christians by the year 2030, 2035, some are saying. This will have a deep impact on social order of the Western global culture in the coming years and decades. From a spiritual standpoint, this will have a major impact not only on Christians, but also on Jews. The central planners know what they are doing. This is all being done to continue to push society, the world, and our children and future generations away from Judeo-Christian values and morals and into a new global order. And the elites want to rob us of our rightful place and identity as believers, and they will continue to use this strategy to implement a one-world global government and state religion. This is similar to what we've seen in communist China, as I believe it's a testing ground for many of the policies they would like to eventually roll out globally. China has put tremendous restrictions on its citizens and has been draconian in its efforts to control its population during the COVID era. China has a state-sanctioned church, which greatly limits the ability to teach and preach the full Bible. This is what the elites will soon be pushing in the Western world as well. At some point, the real church, the remnant, will most likely be forced to go underground, much like the true church in China. Most Americans don't realize just how close this is to becoming a reality in the Western world. Many of you have a sense of urgency in your heart, and that's because God has put it there. Don't doubt the still small voice that's speaking to you. This is why we must use wisdom and discernment from the Holy Spirit to navigate in the years to come. This is all biblical. The Bible literally is coming to light before our eyes as many prophecies are starting to manifest right in front of us. Whether or not we have the eyes to see or the ears to hear is up to us. No, it isn't hate. This information is true and the product of a sober mind. And the truth is what sets the captive free. Hallelujah. One more thing. The social credit score and the mark of the beast. The concept of a social credit score system has been gaining traction in recent years. It's already being implemented in China. And the idea behind this system is to assign a score to each and every individual based on his or her behavior, actions, online behaviors, and other factors that aim the encouraging of positive behavior and discouraging negative behavior. Now, of course, this is what they're saying is positive and negative. So we're going to get in a little bit of that, and then we're going to talk about how we can push back, what we can do. I hope this is helpful to you. Many of you say thank you for a pastor to be talking about this is rare. And so thank you for those that are praying for me. We need your prayers. Download the app. PastorTodd.org is the website. The app is available on the App Store. We do shows throughout the week, broadcasts just like this, where we cover each and every issue that's going on so that you can be set up for success and equipped in this very late hour. Hallelujah. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as Remnant News. Talking about my book, Come Out From Among Them. I'm just reading right from the book, but this is so now. This is a now word. Like, I know many of you are bearing witness in your spirit. You can get the book by going to PastorToddBook.com, PastorToddBook.com. And this book is still very relevant, even though it came out a few months back. It's very, very relevant because of all that's going on right now in our world. And one of the things is the social credit score system and the concept of a social credit score, which, these concerns that the social credit score system could eventually turn into the mark of the beast are very, they're based on fact. And actually, I think it's described in the book Revelation. The mark of the beast is a system associated with the Antichrist. And it said that those who receive the mark will be damned for all eternity. And the similarities between the social credit score system and the mark of the beast are striking. Both involve assignment of a number to each individual, and both are intended to exert control over people's behavior. The social credit score system is designed to encourage people to act in certain ways, and while the mark of the beast is described as a tool for controlling people's minds and souls. One of the key concerns about the social credit score system is that it could be used to enforce conformity and suppress dissent by restricting people's freedoms and controlling their behavior. In China, for example, individuals who express dissenting views and have a low social credit score will be prevented from traveling and assessing certain services, even finding employment. This kind of control over people's lives and speech is reminiscent of the control that the Antichrist is said to exert over his followers. So, you know, there's the beast system. You can read about all these things in my book, Come Out From Among Them. So we need to get back to the basics. We need to restore the foundations. For the next couple minutes, I'm going to read that. I strongly believe that God wants to restore the foundations of the church and subsequently our nation. There has been a massive effort to rewrite history and negate the fact that America was founded on Christian principles. However, we know that our founders believed in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that these rights were given to us by God and not by government. They referred to these as certain inalienable rights and crafted our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution based on Judeo-Christian viewpoint. Several members of the Continental Congress were pastors or strong Christian believers who would openly pray and speak about their faith without restriction or censorship. And there was no push for separation of church and state like there is now. And it is very important for Americans to understand that our founding fathers never intended for people of faith to stay away or to get out of our government and the business of our government. The church has been quite absent for many years when it comes to getting involved politically, which is why there's been a lack of Christian leadership in our nation and government. The church must actively engage in politics once again, just as it is meant to do so in all areas of society. Pastors, too, need to speak up and not hold back in this area. They cannot be handcuffed by worrying about losing their tax-exempt status. President Trump did what he could to lessen the burden on pastors by encouraging them and signing the executive order, rolling back some of the restrictions issued against the Johnson era regarding 501c3s. Ultimately, pastors need to speak on all spiritual matters, whether they're deemed political or not. I have been hearing from a lot of people about revival, which I believe is a good thing. And we are even seeing what I refer to as pockets of revival emerging throughout the country right now. Remnant believers have a yearning in your hearts, my heart, to see a powerful move of God, because we know he is the only hope and answer for this country and world. While we want to see godly politicians and people who care about religious liberty and freedom put into positions of leadership around the country and nation, we also need to understand that no politician can save this country, only a major move of God and return to biblical morality and values. And we must apply the Bible's recipe for revival, which is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. God has given me some key words regarding how we can restore the foundations and return to God. And if the church as a whole does this, it will be a game changer and pave the way for true revival to take place. Remember, the Lord says, if my people, he wants the church to consecrate itself and return to him, to get away from the traditions of man and back to the basics and fundamentals of our faith. And here's a list of some key words that God has put on my heart and the main areas that need to be restored. And this is what we're going to talk about for the remainder of the show. Number one, souls. We got to return to the Great Commission and tend to the harvest. Number two, the harvest. We need laborers with hearts for the harvest and a new generation of evangelists and soul winners. Number three, truth. We need to speak the truth boldly and push back against the demonic false narrative that's being pushed right now. Bible. Number four, the Bible has to be taught, studied, and made a priority once again. Number five, big faith in action. Faith without works is dead. We need to have strong, unwavering faith. Discipleship. We must take the time to disciple and mentor people. We are severely lacking in this area right now, as many people are hungry and looking for elders and mentors. You know, we need to get back to discipleship. It says, go and make disciples of the nations. Kingdom business. Instead of building our own kingdoms, we need to focus on building God's kingdom and work together for the glory of God. This is not about us. It's about him. We got to be kingdom minded. We have to pray and ask the Lord for his heart and for divine wisdom and strategy. He will show us what we need to do. Number nine, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We must operate in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And this requires us to have active prayer life and to seek the heart of the Father each day. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Number 10, wisdom. We need wisdom from above. You must pray. We must pray. I must pray. And even fast over certain matters to receive breakthrough and hear from the Lord clearly. Number 11, discernment. To avoid the deceptions of this hour, we must constantly inquire of the Lord and be led by his Holy Spirit. We also must test the spirits as there is much deception in the world right now. Accountability. Pastors and other fivefold ministry leaders must be held accountable to others so they remain teachable and avoid open doors to sin. Sound doctrine. Number 13, in order to have sound doctrine, people need to know and teach the Bible. This requires study time and true teachers who are willing to teach in depth. Also, all believers need to study and get in the word for themselves each week instead of only relying on others to teach them. Number 14, favor. Those who are willing to consecrate, make it about souls and about the harvest, and to go into all the world and preach the gospel, will have the favor and the blessing of the Lord. And, of course, pure streams. We must find and align with others who are pure streams, people who don't have motive or agenda, but rather hunger and desire to see God move and are humble about his business. So we got to get back to the basics. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life and to lose sight of what really matters. As Christians, it's crucial that we take the time to return to the basics and the foundations of our faith. And this means focusing on the core principles and values that Jesus taught and reorienting our lives around them. Here are a few reasons why it's so important that we do this. First and foremost, returning to the basics of our faith will help us deepen our relationship with God. When we're focused on the essentials, we're better able to connect with God on a spiritual level, a depth level. We're more attuned to his presence in our lives, and we're more likely to hear his voice and receive his guidance. We need it, friends. My sheep hear my voice. This, in turn, will bring us a sense of peace and fulfillment that we cannot find elsewhere, only from God. Another reason why it's important to return to the basics is to help us to stay grounded in our faith. In a world that's constantly changing and evolving, it can be difficult to know what to believe or how to live our lives. But by returning to the foundational principles of Christianity, we can be sure that we're following a solid and reliable path, a path that's going to set us up for success, which will give us each a sense of stability and security in an unstable world. Returning to the basics of our faith will also help us to be better witnesses to those around us. When we're living out the core values of biblical Christianity, we reflect God's love and grace to the world. People are more likely to be drawn to our message when they see we are living it out in our own lives. It's so important because people are watching us. If we return to the basics, we'll be able to be more effective ambassadors for Christ and better able to share his message with others. Returning to the basics and foundations of our faith is essential if we want to deepen our relationship with God. Stay grounded in our faith and be effective witnesses to the world. It's easy to get distracted by many things that are, you know, trying to get our attention. So we must make a conscious effort to focus on what really matters. Let's take this time to reflect on the core principles and values of our Christian faith and reorient our lives around them. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and may our lives be a testimony of the goodness and the graciousness of God. And then, of course, you know, you got religious liberty. I talk about that in my book. I'm not going to get into that right now, but that's important. The battle for religious liberty and freedom. The Jefferson Danbury Baptist, that, you know, they always say separation of church and state, but really it's, you know, it was that the church could function without the government interfering. That was the letter to the Danbury Baptist. So we got to know our identity in Christ. We can't compare ourselves to others. Most people who are out there making it look like their lives are so glamorous, perfect, and special online are only showing the images they want us to see. They're putting their best selfies up, all touched up and perfect, yet we don't see the rest. We only see an image. We see only what they want us to. We need to be mindful of this and avoid the pressure to compare ourselves to others. And I guarantee you that the people you see online have problems and flaws and real challenges just like you and I do. I talk about this in our chapter called Identity in Christ, which is found in the book, Come Out from Among Them, and how we can live in complete victory. Let me talk about this. God has given us all the tools we need to be set up for success here on this earth. He also has given us authority in the name of Jesus to break every curse, every lie, every false word that's been spoken over us. We can go before the Lord and ask him to heal our hearts and let us see through the truth of wisdom and discernment. Hallelujah. We can pray, Lord, give me ears to hear and eyes to see the truth. And we can learn to see ourselves as God sees us. And I talk about how the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. I wanted to share this with you today because I know how it feels when somebody speaks death over your life and situation. I've had to learn how to overcome what people have said to me and spoken over me. And I could have believed them and never been able to accomplish what God has called me to do. But instead, someone once shared with me that what I'm sharing with you today, and I had to learn this truth, they told me that who I am in Jesus Christ is all that matters. I serve an audience of one. They told me I can walk in the authority and anointing of the Holy Spirit. They shared how believers have complete victory in Jesus Christ. Yes, we do. And once I embraced this reality, God moved in my life so powerfully that it's truly amazing, and he will do the same for you, no matter what your circumstance. We're built to overcome. We're on the winning team. He's not given us more than we can handle. We must simply know who we are in Jesus Christ and walk in that reality. He's our foundation. He's our refuge. He loves us so much, and he has made us. God doesn't make any mistakes. You are special and unique, and there is no other person on this planet that can be you, period. Only you can be you, and you have a calling and a purpose that is unique to you as well. Why do I say this in regard to our country? Because we've got to walk in the anointing. We've got to know who we are in Jesus Christ. Can we turn this thing around? Yes. It's an if my people moment. We're still here. Even though the hour is extremely late, we've got to come out from among them. We've got to be the head and not the tail. We've got to know who we are in Jesus. We've got to pull down the strongholds. We've got to use the tools in accordance to the Bible. Yes, there's a wicked plan, but guess what? The church is the buffer to the wicked plan. The reason why they haven't been able to implement all these things that they want to yet is because we're still here. And we can push back in prayer, and we have to have resilience and tenacity and know that when somebody's evil and mean-spirited and attacking you, try to come against you, that's because they're coming from a different spirit, not the Holy Spirit. When you recognize that, you realize that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against strongholds and principalities. And in the end of the day, we win. And so we just got to keep standing, put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. Know who is this King of glory. He is the Savior. He is the one who sits on the throne. None of these things have caught him by surprise. There's another side. That's the losing team. You're on the winning team if you're in Jesus Christ. Amen. PastorTodd.org. Thank you for listening to this very important broadcast. We'll talk more about this in the coming days and weeks. Get my book, Come Out From Among Them. We'll be back. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's very important broadcast of the Todd Coconato Radio Show. We're so thankful that you tuned in. This broadcast is fully listener supported, so we greatly appreciate your financial support to this ministry. If God puts it on your heart to help us, please go to PastorTodd.org or ToddCoconato.com/give. Thank you so much, and may the Lord richly bless you in Jesus' name.